Today on Be'ez Hashem, we learned Daf Nun Gimel of Masechtas Baba Kama. Some of the topics we learned about include the Mishnah's halacha of Nafal Lefon of Mikol HaKriya Chayef. If an ox fell forward into a pit because it was startled from the sound of a worker who was digging inside, the Baal HaBar, owner of the pit, is liable to pay. However, La'achar of Mikol HaKriya Pater. If the ox fell backward from the sound, the Baal HaBar is not liable to pay. The Machlik is Rav Shmuel and whether La'achar refers to inside the bar or outside the bar, which is based on their machlikis regarding chavata, where the bar is liable for damage caused by its impact. As cited earlier on Daf Nun, Rav holds lahavli v'loy lechavata. The bala bar is liable only for damage caused by the foul air of the bar. And Shmuel holds lahavli v'koshken lechavata. The bala bar is liable even for damage caused by the impact of the bar. And in the case of lefanav, the bala bar is chayiv even though the worker caused the hezik, because the Mishnah is Reb Nosson who holds bal habar hezik kavet. The owner of a pit is liable for any hezek that occurs in his pit, regardless of whether the victim fell on his own or was shoved by others. And he holds v'chalecha doli efshel shlumi mehai mishtal mehai. Whatever loss the nizik cannot recover from the worker, the bal habar must pay. Three opinions regarding shor v'shor psula mekdash and shenagchu. If there were two oxen, one belonged to a hedit, while the other was hektish that was disqualified but not yet redeemed, and together they gored a third ox. The various halachas regarding shariva adam shadachafe lebar, if an ox and a person together shoved something into a pit, in which all three caused the hezek.